When Youth Radio's Jordan Monroe looks at his friend's musical tastes, he's worried about the future of the blues. Back when the blues began, the music was popular and the best artists started as kids. Jordan says today, his young peers are more interested in rap. But Jordan grew up around the blues, and he hopes it still has a chance with his generation.
Oh, well, they call it Stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad.
Blues has been in my life since Oshkosh B'gosh.
Pay attention to what you're listening to, and you'll enjoy it because you got to enjoy it for yourself.
This is my grandmother, George Gibson. Her house was always full of Howling Wolf, B.B. King, Little Johnny Taylor. Oh yeah, my personal favorite, Bobby Blue Bland. It's a private party.
You don't need no money to qualify.
And even since you have been up in age a little, you come in and play the blues, sit there and pat your foot and have a good time by yourself.
For many years, she owned two popular nightclubs in Oakland, California, My Club and Owl's House of Smiles. She got her introduction to the blues back home in Texas when she was young, just like me.
Years ago, they had different clubs, and they would have a person playing guitar. That was the only instrument they had, a guitar, and they played the guitar and sang the blues. And I was very young then, but I enjoyed that.
Last year, my grandma was inducted into the West Coast Blues Hall of Fame. While attending the ceremony, I came across an old blues musician by the name of Guitar Mac. His bright orange suit, white hat with a feather, had a lot to say, so I figured he might too.
Exhilarating, yeah. Yeah, blues is exhilarating because a lot of people think of blues as a downer, but then the blues can also be an upper too, you see. So blues is here to stay.
But I ask myself, where is it? I am 23 years old and I am in love with the blues, but I often feel this relationship is destined for heartbreak. You see, I can't seem to find my love anywhere, except at the occasional blues festival. I turn on the radio and she's not there. All I hear is,
girl, you know you got me, with your pistol, shot me.
That sounds fine too, but there is nothing like my blues. I ask my friends if they've seen her, but they claim to have never known her. My coworker Adrian is a self-declared rock and roller. I ask him, has he heard from my lady love, the blues?
It was in some of those commercials with the blues music.
Okay, so you're pretty much exposed to the blues through commercials.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the role the blues has played in the development of rock and roll?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
How can one possibly claim to love rock and roll, rap, country, without knowing and loving their mother, the blues? Young people certainly have the blues now more than ever. I look around Oakland and I see people my age or younger abusing drugs and alcohol and becoming victims of homicide. When my grandmother opened her first blues club, she said Oakland didn't have this kind of blues at all.
Oh my God, the neighborhood was a different thing than what it is now. It was just wonderful. You had people that came in from all walks of life. It was nothing like it is now. You could walk the streets, you could come by yourself. Everything was fine.
Today's youth commonly express their blues through music like rap and rock. But fortunately, the blues still reaches young people through sampling. Here's an example in Nas's song, Bridging the Gap. The blues riff you hear is an interpretation of Muddy Waters' song, Manish Boy, and it's performed by Nas's father.
I told him as a youngster, he'll be the greatest man alive. Let's go!
Nas had a parent who introduced him to the blues when he was just knee-high to a grasshopper. But many young people spend less time with their parents and grandparents than past generations did and miss this exposure. My grandmother introduced me to the love of my life, the blues. Call me a hopeless romantic if you wish, but I am wholeheartedly in love with the blues. But this is not a jealous love. I want everyone to embrace my lover. Take a little time to listen to her words, and I promise, despite the alarming breakup rates you hear about, this is a love that will last forever. For NPR News, I'm Jordan Monroe.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.